Hi guys, here's Fernando Perez again with another powerful healing testimony. I'm here with Sharon Grant, my good friend. She's going to be sharing with us what God did in her life some years ago. Hi Sharon, tell us what God did in your life.
Hi Fernando. Well, about 3 years ago, there was an accident in my home in the master bathroom. I was gotten ready for work and I was putting things away, and all of a sudden, I didn't hear anything. All of a sudden, I had this excruciating pain on the top of my head, and it was like bombs going off. I couldn't open up my eyes, and I didn't know what had taken place. And I was struggling and struggling to stay off the ground because it was pushing me to the ground. And in my spirit, I knew that if I fell all the way, that I would die. Whatever was going on, this thing was going to smash my head, and I had no idea. Finally, I was able to open up one of my eyes, and I saw it was the cabinet that had fallen from the ceiling and the wall and come crashing down. Over 70 pounds of a cabinet fell on the top of my head. And at that moment, something inside of me, in my spirit, rose up, and I identify it with saying that God within me rose up, because the pain was excruciating. I couldn't think, I couldn't speak at that time. And all of a sudden, my mouth dropped open and a booming voice came out of my mouth. I shall not die, I shall live. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. And at that time, I had no strength before, but at that time, I was able to push that cabinet off of me and fall to the floor, and fluids were gushing out of my eye sockets and everything, and I started crawling into the bedroom, and miraculously different things had taken place. And as I said, I was home alone, but by the time I was able to crawl out of there, God brought somebody to help me, and it was awesome. It was wonderful. And I was able to crawl to the living room, and that's when I collapsed completely. And actually, I died. My heart stopped. There was no pulse. Paramedics had come, and they were working on me, and my friends were there. They were in there praying nonstop. They were praying. They were praying in the spirit and begging God for my life, and they kept working on me and putting that paddle on my chest. And three different times they tried and nothing. But when I died, I want to tell you this. I want to tell you that eternity is only a hiccup away. It doesn't take long at all, and you're in the arms of Jesus, because when I died, I left this body that was in so much pain, and I was in the arms of Jesus, this huge golden light that you can't even explain in English language. It's like describing looking up into the sun, which we can't do, and have our eyes fixed on it, and it's 10,000 times greater, brighter than that. And I felt the love of Jesus and peace and joy like I'd never felt before. And all the while they were working on me and trying to bring me back. And finally, after the third time, then they got a pulse and my heart started. Then I was taken to the hospital. I was in the hospital for some time. I had brain damage. And then when they were going to release me from the hospital, I needed 24-hour care, and they were going to put me into a convalescent home. Can you imagine a convalescent home? And my friends had talked with the doctors and said, would it be all right? They had a spare room, and they said, can we take her with us and care for her? Would it be all right, or would it damage her more? And they says, oh no, because we'll have limited help for her, and there's nothing more we can do because she has the brain damage. So they said, we'll take her home. And so they put me in this small room, this bedroom, and there was a small little TV in there. 24/7 TV was on, Christian TV, and I could hear with my eyes. I had to have the room all blackened out. I had to wear dark glasses. They had to make it pitch black in that room because the pain was so bad. But I could keep hearing all those beautiful testimonies and the praise and worship. And the Lord said to me when they put me in that room and I laid down on that bed, the joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. And I just rejoiced in that. Oh, Lord, thank you, thank you. The joy of the Lord is my strength. And he said, I have you safe and secure in here. And rejoice, rejoice. And again, I say rejoice. He said, think on these things. Well, at the time, because of the brain damage, I couldn't think. I could barely speak. I couldn't figure out words. I could look at you, but I didn't really know what life was all about at that time. It was more like I was a vegetable. I could sit on the edge of my, on the bed. I couldn't remember things. I lost my memory. And I could, every time I thought of something, the pain was constant, like a bomb going off in my brain, in my head. And it was so excruciating. But I had such faithful friends, Marilyn and Ollie Dare, that took care of me daily, 24 hours a day. And I was in there in this room for months. They took me to the doctor. I couldn't be in public. My face had become, I looked in the mirror one day and saw, and I looked in the mirror and I said, Lord, who is that? Because my face had become deformed. I didn't recognize myself anymore. And I had gotten to the point where I had to shuffle. And I shuffled, and I was bent over, almost like, you know, somebody that was touching the floor, and I couldn't get myself back up. I shook all the time. My body shook all the time. And so when you saw me, you knew that there was something drastically wrong. And people would identify me by describe me as saying, looking like a person that had a severe stroke, or somebody that didn't have their mind about them at all, that the shaking was so pronounced, and they would recognize that. And one day they were having a meeting over at the barn where they hold Christian meetings that Al and Sue Kewen hold over there, and they had a missionary coming. And people had come in to pray over me, anoint me with oil, and all of that was helping me to sustain where I was at. And every day in my spirit, I could relate to the Lord and say, you know, I'm whole. I didn't understand that. I just in my spirit would know I was whole. I didn't know what that meant at the time. And so this Christian meeting where the missionary from Guatemala was going to be coming in, people had said, Marilyn had said, let's go. I will take you. We will carry you in there and we'll pray over you. And then we'll bring you right back. And I said, okay, that's what we'll do. And so that's when I saw Fernando in this parking lot, outside before we ever got into this building. I was shuffling along and bent over and shaking, and Fernando crossed my path. And he saw me and he said, what is wrong, Sharon? And I tried to describe to him cabinet on my head. And he said, we're going to take authority over that right now. And oh, praise the Lord that somebody faithful like Fernando would stop and pray and have Jesus' compassion. That's what I felt, was Jesus' compassion, that he would pray. And I stood there and I closed my eyes and he started praying and he started rebuking the demon that had attached himself to me and was trying to take my life. And he commanded that demon to let go of me. Not once, not twice, three times. And finally that demon was told to let go, and he let go. And when he did, he pulled me against the cars that were out there, and I had felt that. And then Fernando saw in the spirit, he said, Sharon, I see Jesus' fingers over the top of your head. And he says, oh no, he chuckled and he says, he has a large golden jar over your head and he's pouring oil, immersing your whole body in oil. Receive, Sharon, receive. And I felt like warm melted butter was going all the way over my body. And he says, Sharon, open your eyes and look at your hands. And I opened my eyes, looked at my hands, and they were perfectly still. The head pain was completely gone. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. I was whole. I just couldn't imagine. I didn't have head pain. I wasn't shaking. I could run down that way. I could twirl around. I could come back. The strength that the Lord had given me, he would totally 100% healed my body. supernaturally, Jesus had healed my body. It was so awesome and wonderful. I could not even comprehend everything that he had done at that moment. And then my friends that were up in there, I could hear them singing praise and worship song. It was like I was almost in heaven, and hear this glorious, wonderful thing that Jesus had done was to pour that oil, the healing oil, over my body. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for doing that for me. I just praised him and thanked him, and my friends came out. They could not believe it. Here I was. I didn't have to shuffle, and as I walked, my legs strengthened. I could start taking steps, and I could run. I could do things. My mouth dropped open. I could start talking. I couldn't make sentences at that time. And people that had seen me that day, my family had seen me because there was a birthday party, and they wanted me there. They saw me, and the whispers were going on that their Mimi, who I'm their grandma, wasn't going to make it. They all could see that I was dying. My friends were saying that they didn't think I was going to make it through the weekend. And here I was on a Saturday night out in a parking lot that Jesus Christ came and healed me, because Fernando had been the passion of Jesus in his heart to stop, and knew God showed him what to do. And he had the cooperative spirit to do and to have the authority to command, and in Jesus' name, for all of this to take place. And then that was Saturday night. The next day was Mother's Day. And here my family did not know I was healed. The family I had seen on that Saturday afternoon, and I could only be up like 25 minutes at a time. They would provide a couch or a bed or something for me to lay down, just so I'd be in the presence of the participation with the family. And here it was Sunday morning. My daughter and one of my granddaughters came over to the house to bring me flowers. There was a knock on the door, and my friend Marilyn, she went and opened the door, and here my daughter walks in, and my granddaughter Paige, and they had flowers and balloons for Mother's Day. And I jumped up out of the chair, and I ran to them, and their eyes got big as saucers. Their mouth dropped to the floor. What? And they had not seen me in this condition. I was healed, and my daughter hugged me and grabbed a hold of me, and she let go, and I went and I ran and I twirled and I said, look what Jesus did, look what Jesus did. And I came back and she grabbed me. The third time I did that, I was just showing them everything I could do. I was talking a mile a minute because I hadn't been talking for months. And here I could say everything that Jesus had done. And they said, and she grabbed a hold of me, and my daughter held on tight and let go and started crying and crying. And they saw a miracle that Jesus did. Our Jesus did that. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And they said, well, Mom, it's Mother's Day, and I wanted to spend the whole day with you. I took the day off. And she said, because we knew you couldn't go to a restaurant. I said, oh, no, I got the bling bling back. I could go to the restaurant. Let's go. You know, so all the family was all told that we're going to have a dinner, but they didn't tell them that Mimi was healed. So we went in there, and it was down at the spaghetti factory in Elk Grove, and my granddaughter Riley was the one that picked me up, and she didn't know I was healed, and she just could not believe it when I got into the car. What, Mimi, what? She pulled the car over. What are you talking about? I was talking, and she could see that I was healed. What happened? I said, Riley, Jesus healed me. And then we got to Spaghetti Factory, and I says, okay, now you find out where all the family is, and then I'll slowly come. And they still didn't know, the rest of the family didn't know I was coming. So I saw where Riley went, and then she got around the corner, and then I came, and I walked briskly in there, and they looked at me, and they were stunned. They started clapping. They started screaming in the restaurant, clapping and screaming and crying. One of my granddaughters, Satori, she was crying and laughing at the same time. These were all people who had seen me the day before and could not believe their eyes. What has happened, Mimi? I said, Jesus healed me. Jesus healed me. Hallelujah. And that had taken so many months, but just prayer time, being in the Word and having people that are faithful to pray over you, and for having Fernando come and be willing. That was what touched my heart. Fernando had no idea how damaged I was, all the problems I had, that I could barely even shuffle my feet, that I couldn't make these sentences. He had no idea. He was faithful. He prayed, and he was obedient to the Lord. And hallelujah, I'm the result of that. And I got an extra blessing because the Lord spoke through Fernando and said that as you walk in the next week or 2 weeks, there are going to be other things in your body separate from the accident. You're completely healed from the accident, but he's going to heal those other things. And he was right. Jesus healed me two other things. I used to wear glasses over 10 years, and I couldn't read anything without these glasses. I have not worn those glasses, and I wore them over 10 years. Can you believe that? Another miracle. And then I had severe back trouble, and they were going to put me in the hospital to do surgery, and I didn't want that twice, and they insisted. I said no, and I had a lot of complications with the lower back problems, and nothing could help it except surgery. And that was completely healed. So I was completely healed from the top to the bottom of my feet, the top of my head to the soles of my feet. And I have been examined by doctors, and I have been told that my body inside, didn't say on the outside, but on the inside, that my body is like a 40-year-old. And I'm way over a lot of years more than that. And we won't discuss that right now. But anyway, I am awesomely healed by Jesus. And look at me. I can twirl. I can raise my hands. I couldn't raise my hands before I was healed. And I could just marveling at the fact that I could raise my hands. And then when I dropped open my mouth and I could talk and say words and sing, thank you, Jesus. And all that word, as I was laying in that bed and that little TV, I could hear it flowing, all the ministry of the Word of God, the praise and worship that the Lord had for me, and just building up my faith and knowing Him. And God could talk to me in my spirit, but I couldn't communicate to human beings. And it was just awesome to feel the presence of the Lord and to know that He cares for us. He said when I was lying on that bed, I'm going to transform you into a beautiful butterfly. You're safe and secure here. I said, well, I feel safe, but beautiful butterfly, what is that? But He did. Look what He's done. I am whole, perfectly whole. And a week after that I was healed, I didn't know all the scripture about wholeness. And then there was a preacher on TV talking about wholeness and what the scripture, and gave all the scripture. And that's why the Lord had me pray every day for myself. Because I said to everybody, I never pray for healing. But I said, thank you, Lord, I'm whole in my spirit. And He knew. God knew. Of course, He knows everything. But look at, just reach out and touch Jesus. Just ask Him, whatever it is. It's not just for physical. He wants to heal you emotionally, physically, mentally, and in relationships, financially. It's whatever you need. You just reach your hands out and said, here I am, Lord Jesus. Here I am. Just touch me. I want to give myself to you. I love you. I receive you, Lord Jesus. Let Him touch your life. You'll never be the same. You'll never be the same. I am attentive to that. Whatever it is that you need, I just encourage you to reach out and touch. Take the hand of Jesus. He's waiting for you right now. Just take His hand. Reach out and take His hand and love Him with all of your heart, and He'll lead you step by step. He wants to lead you along the path of life. There's nothing He won't do for you. He wants you to prosper in your health. He wants you to prosper in all ways and in your family. He doesn't want bad things to come to you. Read His Word. Open up that Bible and let His words float up to your eyes and just start taking it in. Turn on that TV that has Christian TV to encourage you. Come to these meetings that Fernando has. Let Fernando pray over you. Oh my goodness, he's in prayer constantly. He is seeking God, and he hears the voice of God. He knows how to pray. He wants to touch you. He can see things of the Lord. We all have different gifts, and the gift that God has bestowed upon Fernando, he is obedient to use that gift for God's glory, and he wants to use that on your life. Come to his meetings. Call him up on the phone. Look on the internet to see his website. Get information, and you will be blessed. You will be blessed tremendously. We love the Lord Jesus, and there's nothing he doesn't want to do for you. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you. Thank you, Fernando, for praying over me so very much. I will never, never, never forget that. And I don't stop telling anyone about how faithful you are and how wonderful it is to have somebody obedient to hear. And I know that day you were very exhausted and tired, but you had that compassion of Jesus. As I could just see in the scripture, as Jesus walked, he would stop along the way on the side of the road, wherever. And that was what you had his heart, and you have his heart now. And I know how faithful you are, and you want to touch all these lives, all these people hearing this testimony, that they'll reach out and give you a call, come to the meetings, because to have somebody faithful like you, there aren't many like you out there. And we are so privileged to know that you are there and that we can just pick up that phone and call you and talk to you. See where you're having another meeting.
Amen.
Please, please come.
Amen.
You will you'll never be the same again. Never.
Amen.
Thank you.
Hey, friends, I hope that you are blessed as I am blessed. If you need more information about our ministry, please go to FernandoPerezMinistries.org and go there, look for more video testimonies about what God is doing in our midst, and please, if you need healing, deliverance, if you need somebody to agree with you, call us, get a hold of us, and we'll be more than glad to be a blessing in your life. God bless you. See you then. Bye.